Shalom Aleichem, in light of the disaster that has fallen on Klal Yisrael, starting on Simchas Torah Shabbos and unfortunately continuing with the hostage situation and so many people who have been injured in serious and also moderate condition, the question has to be on our minds, what can I do? So, in fact, yesterday, which was Simchas Torah Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, I was walking on the street and a neighbor stopped me and she said as follows, two of my sons have been called up. They are in the Golani Brigade, so they'd been called up with an emergency situation that many people were called up on Shabbos. And Pikuach Nefesh situation, obviously you have to go to protect Klal Yisrael. And she said, two of my sons were called up, and also my new son-in-law, my daughter got married just a couple weeks ago, he was called up as well. And she asked me, can you please be mechazik in your limud haTorah? Please learn more, learn better, in order to act as a shmira for them. And I think that's something that all of us have to do right now. Look for ways that we can assist in the situation if we're not on the front lines. But still, whatever we do, mitzvahs, limud haTorah, is going to act as a shmira for those who are, for those who, rachmana litzlan, have been taken as hostages, those who are sitting in the hospitals, and the chayalim, our soldiers who are on the front lines dealing with this right now. So what I thought to do is we would quickly learn the halachas of being koveya itim l'Torah. Amir Tashem will be able to cover it in 2 days. There's a lot more detail, but we'll have a summary of the halachas. And we're going to start out with a very famous gemara, maybe the most famous gemara, gemara in Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph, that says as follows, Amar Rava b'shash machnisin adam ledin omrim lo at a time, that somebody at Mea Vasrim is judged. When he passes away, there are 6 questions that he's asked. The first 3 of them are very famous, especially the first 2. Number 1 is Nasasa v'nasata b'emuna, when you're honest in your business dealings. Number 2 is Kavati itim l'Torah, did you have set times to learn? Number 3 is Asakta b'peria v'ribya, were you involved in bringing more children into the world? And then 4, 5, and 6. And we also have to remember what happens right after these 6 questions. The Gemara says, "Vafilu hachi," even if you can answer positively, yes, 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 to all 6 questions, nonetheless, "Yiras Hashem hi otzoro," quotes the pasuk in Yeshayahu, if you have Yiras Shemaim in, then you will be successful in judgment, v'ilo lo. And if not, if you can't say, I have Yiras Shemaim, then it doesn't matter that you can answer that I was honest in my business dealings, I was koveitim the Torah, etc., etc. Without Yiras Shemaim, it's really lacking significantly. It's not going to get us a positive grade ad mea vasrim when the day of judgment happens. So that's what the Gemara says. We'll focus on the 2nd question, the Kavata Yitim the Torah. So Rashi explains as follows. What does it mean to have set times to learn? Why is it necessary? Why is it important? We have an obligation to learn Torah all the time. So what's Kavata Yitim the Torah? So he says as follows, Lefi Shadam Tzarechli Yisasek B'derech Eretz. We need to earn a parnas, so we need to cover the bills. We need to cover our expenses, so we have to earn money. Shim Ein Derech Eretz Eim Torah. And also, more important, if there isn't a parnasa, how you can ever learn? You're going to always be concerned. You're not going to be having any yishuv adas if you're not able to cover your bills, if you're under financial stress. And accordingly, we have to be kovei itim ledora. That's what Rashi explains, that if you're always going to be working, if you have a necessity to be working, then the propensity is going to be that we're always going to be working. Shelo yimasha kol hayom lederech eretz, we're going to be dragged into it. Accordingly, we have to be koveitim the Torah to make sure that we do have time to learn and we won't be dragged into the parnasa needs 24/6. So in fact, that's the concept, koveitim the Torah, having a set time to learn. And this is paskind in Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses, it's Orach Chaim Siman Kuf Nun Hey Siv Katan. Said that's in the Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan Dal. But the Shulchan Aruch that he's commenting on says as follows: Vikba Eis Liomod. We have to have a set time to learn. Vitzare Shosa Eisia Kavua. It has to be that time is going to be set, permanent, inflexible on it. Shlo yavirenu, we cannot do away with our learning time. Af im husavu laviach harbe. Even if you think you're going to earn more money by taking this business meeting or during this deal, during the time that I have designated for my learning, don't be flexible with the learning. We have to stick with the learning. That's the concept of kavua, koveya itin Torah, having it set, that don't think that you're going to be earning more money if you do away with your learning, even once, and certainly on a regular basis. Koveya itin Torah means that we stick with our learning. So the Mishnah Berurah on this, it's Siman Kufnun Hey, Sif Katan Dalet, he distinguishes between two very important concepts. Number one is Talmud Torah, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, and the second one is Koveya Itin Torah, and these are different concepts. He says as follows, that when it comes to Talmud Torah, Ein Lashir, there's no limit, the obligation is all day long, any time that we are free. As it says, Lo Yamu Shefer HaTorah Zamepicha, that the Torah should not be moved from our mouths, we should always be involved in the learning. And if we have free time, if we're not free, if we're doing positive things, necessary things, if we're at the job, if we're with the family, doing positive things, then there's no obligation apparently to be learning at that time. That's when, not when we have the mitzvah Talmud Torah, but when we have panai, when we are open, available, we are not doing positive and constructive things, that's when we have an obligation, whenever it may be, to be learning Torah. That's the mitzvah Talmud Torah. On the other hand, Koviya itim la Torah, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, is tzarich adam liyached eis kavua b'chol yom, that we have to have dedicated times on a daily basis, eis kavua b'chol yom, every day, shelo yavirena b'shum pam, that is not going to be flexible time. That is going to be time that unless an absolute emergency comes up, you have to take somebody to the hospital, one's wife goes into labor, those would be valid times to miss the kufiyus of the koveyitim Torah, but other than some serious emergency, something that is really necessary to be taken care of right then, we should be inflexible with our koveyitim Torah. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchas Talmud Torah, in Yoredeir Simon Resh Men Vav Sif Aleph, that koveyitim Torah is an obligation on every Jew, kol ish, every male, Yisrael, chay of the Talmud Torah, beinani beinashi, whether he is poor, whether he is wealthy. Somebody is poor, is worried about paying the bill. Somebody is wealthy, is worried about the big company. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter your financial situation. It doesn't matter your health situation. Bein shalem begufo, somebody who is healthy, bein bal yisrim, somebody who is not healthy. Somebody who has serious medical issues, bein bachor, bein zakein gadol. Doesn't matter if the person is young. Doesn't matter if the person is wealthy. Even if you have a very poor person who has to knock on doors in order to pay his bills, somebody who has children, a lot of responsibilities in the family, nonetheless, despite all of that, chayav likboi lo zman l'talmud Torah b'yom uvalayla, there's an obligation to have set, and not set times, set times, not just set time one time a day, but two times a day, b'yom uvalayla, during the day and the nighttime, as the pasuk says in Yeshua, perek aleph, agisa bo yomam v'layla, we should be involved in learning day and night. So that's the obligation of koveyitim Torah. It applies to every Jewish male, regardless of their situation, age, finances, and the like. It doesn't matter. There's an obligation to be koveyitim Torah. Now, having said that, we cited the Gemara in Shabbos that says that the second question we are asked is kavata itim Torah. Did you have set times to learn? But it seems that there is a conflicting Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Zayin. Amar Rav Amnuna ein tchilas dino shel adam nidon ela al divrei Torah. That the first thing that we are judged on is our learning. And it quotes a pasuk in Mishlei and Amar poter mayim reishis midon. If you absolve yourself from learning, mayim is nimshala to learning to Torah, then that's the first thing that you're going to be judged on. So apparently we have a stira between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Shabbos says the second question that we're asked is kavat itim Torah. The first is our honesty. And the Gemara in Sanhedrin says the first thing that we're judged on is divrei Torah. There are a number of reconciliations to this. Very interesting reconciliations. We're not going to go through that right now. Bottom line is that Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Yoredeya Siman Resh Mem Vav, Sif Yutas Tchilas Dino Shel Adam Al Talmud Torah. The first thing that we are judged on is Talmud Torah, is our learning. V'achar kach al shar masav, and thereafterward on the rest of our actions. So number one is our learning. And that's something that we're talking about now that we have to meet Chazik in. So the Shulchan Aruch paskens as follows. When's the ideal time? We'll do a couple more points, and then Emir Tashem will continue tomorrow with a lot of the important details and principles of Kovei Tim Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch says as follows. Achar, this is in Orach Chaim Simen Kuf Nun Hey. Seif Aleph, after going to Shacharis, after you go to Shul, go to the Beis Medrash. This was talking about at a time when they had different locations. The Shul was here and the Beis Medrash was there. Same thing applies if you're in the same location, you learn in the same place as you daven. So after you've davened in the morning, you go to the Beis Medrash. That's your time to learn, to be koveitim the Torah. And then he says the very critical words, v'tzarech she'oso eis yakavua. It has to be that time, the times that we have set for learning, is set permanent. Shelo yaviranu af im hu savor laharvia harbe. You should not change that time, even if you think you're going to make more money, a lot of money. The kvius is what is necessary, koveya itim the Torah, as they say when it comes to the daf yomi. Even more important than the daf is the yomi, that we do learning on a consistent basis. So just another absolutely critical point. If somebody thinks that I learn, I'm consistent, I'm koveya itim le Torah 5 minutes a day, 10 minutes a day, an hour a day, but it's not at the same time, that is not what kovei itim the Torah means. The Kaf HaChaim brings an opinion as follows: V'lo yachlif hayom b'sha'achas l'machar b'sha'acheres. Don't have a set time today at this time and tomorrow a different time. Today I'm going to be at 9, tomorrow at 10. We'll work out on Wednesday to see what works best for my schedule. That's not the concept. Aval ikvia le idnei, what it should be is it should be a set time that you learn. It is established time, a set time. V'lomed acharkach itim itim areza meshubach. And thereafter, if you have free time to learn in additional, that's great. But koveiti means that I have set times to learn and the rest of my schedule is worked out around my kvius. It's not that I'm going to say today, when am I going to learn? It's based when I'm free from all of my other activities. The first thing that we set is the kvius. Koveiti in the Torah, I'm going to be learning at 7 in the morning every day, 6 in the morning every day. It could be that some days I'm going to be at 6 and some days at 7, but that's my kvius. That's what I've established. This is when I'm going to be learning, and it should be that today I'm going to change it based on my other needs that happen in the day, unless it's an emergency, as we discussed. But otherwise, koveyitim la Torah means I have set times, and they're set. They stay at the same time during the day. This is the key for my day. This is the kvius. This is what is my priority in the day. It's not that everything else is a priority and I make my learning and establish my learning time based on everything else that is going on. So we're going to stop right now. But Emir Tashem, we should be mitchazek and our learning critical for those who don't have a kvius, to have a kvius, even if it's very short, 5 minutes, 10 minutes a day, but to stick with it. More important even than the time, amount of time in Emir Tashem, we'll talk about how long it should be, is the consistency of the learning. So somebody who doesn't have, please, especially with what's going on in Eretz Yisrael now, have a koveya, kvius itim l'Torah. Those who have a kvius, add on a few minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And critical is the quality of the time, that it should be dedicated to the learning. It should be focused. We shouldn't be wasting time. We shouldn't be looking at our phones and talking about extraneous things at that point. And Emir Tashem, if we can be consistent and serious about the time, both in the quality and the quantity, but especially let's focus on the quality, Emir Tashem, it will act as a schus and a shmira for our chayalim, for our soldiers are on the front lines, and should act as a refuah shleima, schus for the refuah shleima for all of those who have been injured, and those who are taken as captives, the shvuyim, that it should act for a shmira, that they should have a speedy freedom, that they should be let free as soon as possible. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emir Tashem, will answer our tefillas if we can show that we are being very serious in our learning. And other areas as well when we can help. If it's doing chasadim for other people, sending tzedakah to those in need in Eretz Yisrael, whatever we can do to help others as a schus for the situation, that needs to be our priority today. Thanks so much for listening.